Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Those are awesome songs coming there from Jonathan Butler. I Need You, Lord. That is the song. Oh, We Need You, Lord. That's the song. 28 minutes it is, just after 10 on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just for you, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Germany Yanni Pelso says hello to you on Perspective. And I see Roscoe Lee. Hello to you, Roscoe Lee and Juanita. Thank you so much for choosing Radio Pulpit as your number one radio stations all the time. Now, Radio Pulpit will be celebrating Women's Day on Friday, the 9th August, in an exceptional way. Tune in to Radio Pulpit and join Jenalee Belong, Esther Geldenese, and Ayanda Nenemba to pray for our country from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We call upon all women in South Africa to set time apart, even just for an hour, to pray with us. Let's invite friends and families to pray together for our country. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for more information for the Women's Day prayer. Men are also invited to come join us in this prayer.
657 Radio Pulpit and 729.
And yes, my family, I am now joined by none other than Bishop Manzini Kephas Mkhize. Ubaba, it's been a minute. Hi, Baba.
Hi, my girl. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Where's the voice? Where's the voice?
I'm in the revival. I'm in the revival. I'm preaching there every night.
Yo, may that voice come back full force in Jesus' name. So, Baba, last time we were talking to you and Ma, Pastor Mavis Mkhize, talking about things that delay God's favor in our lives. And we are now in part two. Mom spoke about how we use our tongue, the importance of using our tongue, reminding us of the scripture that says that the power of life and death lies on our tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof, will eat the fruits thereof. So it means that we need to pay attention, very careful, and be careful about what we say and how we say about ourselves, about others as well. And these can delay, if we say and speak wrong upon our lives, that can delay God's favor upon our lives. What is the other thing that can delay God's favor upon our lives?
First of all, Bogie, let me greet all the Radio Pulpit families in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Indeed, it is my pleasure today to be with you again in order to share about the secret of favor in our lives. It is true that favor can be delayed by many, many things. In fact, this is a broad subject. What delays favor in our lives? What Pastor Mavis Mkhize said last time, it was the really, really true, that our tongue can delay our favor in our lives. But I can go a little bit further from that. Why we speak negatively is because the lack of knowledge.
Okay.
You can read for us Hosea 4, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed
because from lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Knowledge is something very, very important. We are destroyed in many, many ways. And we delay God's favor in our lives because we lack of knowledge. If we can understand and know what is favor and what is in favor, and what is the importance of favor in our lives. It's where we can change even our way we speak to other people or speak to ourselves. First of all, let me remind our listeners about what yields favor, so that I can touch this point of today with understanding.
All right.
Favor is God Himself intervenes in our difficult situations. Is God Himself, not an angel, not anybody else, but God Himself. Favor is God Himself. And the favor is God gives us power to do things which we cannot do with our own strength. Favor is God gives us power to live for Him. Now, if we know exactly what favor is, it will be so important to us to be aware what we say, to be aware what we say with our tongues. If you do not know something, if you do not know the importance of something, it is easy to abuse it. It is easy to play with it. If we don't know what we have, what God has given to us as a gift, we can take care of that thing. We can be aware of that thing.
Right.
As Pastor Mavis Mkhize said last time, that power of life and death
is on the power of our tongue.
So it is important to be careful what we say, because we are protecting what we have. And knowing what you have, we are just like a person who has a million rands in his bank but doesn't know that he has that, that amount of money. That person will die with hunger. All what he has will be possessed. What he has, 1 million in his account. Because he does, because he or she doesn't know what he has. The reason why we speak negatively is because we do not know what we have.
Okay.
We do not know the gift that God has given to us. It is impossible to protect something which we do not know. It is impossible to use correctly something which we do not know.
You will misuse it.
Yes. Because it's not known, not because you want to misuse it, it's because you do not know. Most of the time we speak negative things and knowing that as we are speaking, we are destroying ourselves. And we are delaying what's supposed to be our breakthrough. Because favor is our breakthrough. We find ourselves being stuck on the way, whereas we are not supposed to be. Because we have something greater than what we think, which is God's favor. Favor brings success into our lives.
Okay.
But it can be disturbed by our tongue. it can be disturbed because lack of knowledge. Favor brings success into our lives. Let us take this young man, Joseph.
All right.
It seems as if Joseph understood what he has. Even though his life was so difficult, even though his life was so complicated because of many discouragements were on his way. But because he knew what he has, he didn't move away because he knew what he has in his hand. This young man, he was brought in Egypt as a slave. But the Bible says he was successful. In everything he was touching, he was successful. Why was successful? Because he was favored by God.
Right.
Because God was with him. And the other words, favor, it means the presence of God in our lives. If you know the importance of his presence, how can you keep on speaking negative things? His presence in our lives, it gives us rest and peace. If you have peace, how can you speak negative things? Favor fights our battles.
Right.
If we know that favor fights our battles, how can we speak negative things about what's happening in our lives?
Now, Baba, how do we change our minds? What should we do? We are born in a negative world. There's a lot that's been said which is negative. And it's easy to fall prey to that.
My God. Paul says, let us be transformed. Let our minds to be transformed. Only one way or one thing can transform our minds is to know what we have, is to know what God says about our lives. Only the word of God can transform our minds. Only the word of God can change our tongues. Only the word of God can uplift our lives. Without knowledge, it is impossible to change our thoughts, to change our minds. Because whatever we say, it comes from our thoughts. If our thoughts are polluted, we cannot speak something good because our thoughts are polluted. Now, I come back to the point of knowledge. If we know that favor fights our battles, if we know that favor causes us to be successful in every area of our lives, we will stick on it. If we know that favor preserves our lives from all attacks of the enemy, we will take care of this thing.
Right.
If we know that favor...
Bamba Kancane Bamba, let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sisi Sibongile?
Siyaphila, Baba Nkosi. Welcome.
Hey, my name. Babu Mfundisi ninjani?
Sikhona mphathi wami, ninjani nina?
Awuthethi inkosi yabusa mfundisi wami.
Aleluya.
Asibonga izwi mfundisi wami.
My God.
Yeah. Njengoba umfundisi asho sisibongile ukuthi ingqondo ishintshwa izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngizocela ungifundele u-Acts 20.
All right.
Verse 32.
The book of Acts 20, I'm going there, book of Acts 20, verse?
32.
All right. Acts 20, verse 32 says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
Amen. It's to the word of what?
Of his grace. Yes.
Sisibongile sinokuthi siliphethe izwi likaNkulunkulu, sibe liphethe siphethe izwi le-avenge.
Okay.
Singaphathanga izwi le-grace.
Yeah.
Uma ufuna lapha kuLuke 4 verse 18,
mm-hmm.
Ulithi uJesu wathatha ilokhizana isikripta saka-Isaiah.
Mm.
Wafunda.
Mm.
UJesu wafunda omlini la kukhuluma khona ngokuhle kodwa.
Mm.
Uma kufanele edlulele endabeni ye-avent sithi wasivala.
Mm.
Sisibongile sibheke kakhulu encwadini ze-avent.
Mm.
Asibhekanga encwadini eze-grace kaNkulunkulu.
Okay, okay.
Asibhekeni izwi le-grace kaNkulunkulu. UPaul commend you to God, to his word of grace.
Mm.
Not just the word, but to his word of grace. Asibambeleni izwi likaNkulunkulu le-grace yile lizosakha.
All right. Wow.
Into eziningi zimoshwa indaba yokuthi sithethe izwi le-avenge.
We are holding on to the wrong thing.
Yebo. Iphethe izinto eziwrong. Kanti uJesu usilethele igrace. Asithatheni igrace uJesu asilethele yona sihambe nayo.
Wow. Wow.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Babu Nkosi says the only way that we can be built and we can be transformed is when we are holding on to the word of grace that Paul is talking about in the book of Acts 20:32, when he says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace." So he says we are holding on to the wrong thing, like the wrong things like avenging, but we are not holding on to the word. He also goes to the book of Luke, and the Lord Jesus Christ opens there, Luke 4, verses 18. The Lord Jesus Christ talks about the book of Isaiah, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." He says all of that he speaks are great and beautiful things that the Lord Jesus Christ came for. And these are the things that we need to be looking and focusing on, that we are held on by his grace. We are kept by grace. And thus we have to hold on to the word of his grace. Hey, Mfundisi. Oh. Yes.
Mfundisi, kwazi siyabonga.
Yes, sir.
Yes, uBaba Nkosi ukhuluma iqiniso, he says the really truth about revenge. As I said, that there's nothing can change or transform our minds except the word of the Lord. Now, I've touched only one point about what lays further in our lives, that is the lack of knowledge.
All right.
Number two, altars, evil altars. I wonder we'll be able to continue with this point, but it's very, very important point. Evil altars are delaying our favor, are delaying God's favor in our lives.
All right. I don't think we are going to have a chance to go into that today. Can we just put a comma in it? Because it seems it's a big thing, and I want Baba to go bigger. But I'm going to ask Baba to just a little bit. So watch what we are saying. Our words, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and also evil altars. Hey, Bab, but we will come back to talk about the evil altars. Ubaba makasirepele yona kamnandi nje because of time. I see ukuthi ubaba won't have enough time to touch it on.
All right. Sisubonge to conclude my message for today. Knowledge is something very, very important. We, as children of God, we have to stick in the Word and try to understand what God has, what God has in His hands for us. Because God always has good things for us.
Right.
That is why He sent His Son to bring us this great grace, this great favor. We would have this favor if Jesus didn't went to the cross.
Yeah.
Favor, we receive favor from the finished work of the cross.
Yeah.
We receive this grace from the finished work of the cross. And the favor, we do not have to work for favor. But favor, we have to receive it by faith.
Wow.
Once we receive favor by faith, we'll stand on it.
All
Nobody
right.
will move us from it.
All right. Sure, Bob, our time is so up. I am so jealous. I wish we had more time, but we are coming back. We need to know about these evil altars and how to conquer these through the word and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, let me greet Umala. Oh, Pastor Mavis Mkize saying, I'm with you, my people, and I love you so much. We love you too, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. But I'm going to ask you to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. We have a minute to do so.
Father, in the name and in the blood of Jesus, we give you an honor and a glory. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity you have given to us to preach the word to your children. We release the blessing to each and everyone in this morning, especially our mothers. We release the blessing to their families. We release prosperity into their families. We release victory into their families. Bless Radio Pulpit, O God, with all the blessings you have for them. Father, we thank you in the name and in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Baba. We have to come back. May the Lord keep keeping you, and may He also keep blessing you. We love you so much. And as you will be ministering to God's people this evening, may the Lord heal, restore, and touch more lives through your voice in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Baba.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bongi.
Bye.
Bye.
And yes, my family, if you'd like to be in contact with Pastor or Bishop Manzini Kefas Mkize, he is available on 082-788-2669. You can drop him a WhatsApp as well, 082-788-2669. It's 082-788-2669. 9. I promise he'll come back. He needs to talk about those altars and how we can conquer those. Now, family, we are also excited as Radio Pulpit. This year, Radio Pulpit is celebrating 43 years, 43 amazing years on air. And we are grateful for God's goodness. We've been your daily companion, spreading the gospel over 4 decades, and we couldn't have done it without you. To celebrate, we want to give 5 listeners the opportunity to be in studio with their favorite presenters, and for you to get involved, just SMS with your name and your favorite presenter's name to 37871 to enter. Winners will be announced on Monday, 5th August, so make sure to stay tuned. And do remember that standard SMS rates do apply. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for 43 years and counting. And I'm signing out, my family. You and I are meeting on Friday on the Intimate Moments at 10 o'clock. And up until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello to Dramini Yanni Pelsa on Perspective, Vusi on the controls, leaving you with the sounds of Ngube Ombata featuring his beautiful wife and Ntokozo Mbambo. And the title of the song is Favor.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.